Hey everybody, it's Subby for Wax the Slabs. I'm here with Clay. Now Clay's not going to be talking a whole lot today because he has some of this stuff going on. So you might hear him mumbling, maybe beating me upside the head with something. But don't worry about Clay. He is going to chime in from time to time. I'm going to do most of the talking today. Clay, what an incredible Black Friday we had last week. It was incredible. Thank you guys so much for coming in, supporting us on Friday, Saturday, really the whole weekend. It was incredible. We feel very blessed to be able to have such a strong following. I had so much fun at the parade. Yeah, now we were closed. Yeah. We were closed at 6 o'clock on Friday night and on Black Friday. But about 5:40, all these people started coming in. I'm going, where are these people coming in from? And then I put two and two together. Well, they're coming down to watch the parade, and they see our lights on, and they're coming in to see what we're all about. People were opening packs, buying stuff. And then I thought, you know, I'm just going to stick around till after the parade. And I know you and your family, you guys went out to watch the parade. And then afterwards, we got more people coming in, including a gentleman and a daughter and his extended family. They came in. He hadn't collected in several years, and he was so excited to know that there's a card shop here in town. And he ended up buying a couple packs for him and his daughter. They ripped it here at the table, and then, well, maybe two more packs. And then he buys two more packs. Well, maybe two more. And, I mean, we just had a ball. It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. And thank you guys so much. We greatly appreciate your business. And we hope you come back throughout the holiday season and do your Christmas shopping here.
Oh, absolutely. And so, and again, last week we talked a lot about our deals that we had down here for Black Friday. This week, there's a lot of news we need to be caught up with here in the hobby. One point that I actually watched and read a lot of stories on over the last week was Topps' new NBA license. They brought out Topps Chrome and sold out in 4 minutes with their hobby boxes, 15 minutes with their jumbo boxes. I know a lot of people were really disappointed with the pricing because they were anticipating, around $150 to $200 on the hobby, $250, maybe $300 for the jumbo boxes, and they came out at $350 hobby, $700 jumbo, wow, selling out in 10, 15 minutes. And now it's on the secondary market for over $1,000 a box.
Wow.
To get a jumbo box of Topps Chrome NBA. And, we talked about this a couple weeks ago about, what is Fanatics and Topps going to, how are they going to make this transition into licensed product on cards they haven't released in a number of years that actually had the logos of the players on the cards. And they're kind of following in Panini footsteps in which they have these, quote, first off the line boxes to kind of gauge what the market is like on these cards. And they set their release prices two, three times higher than really what the market was expecting. And now after it comes out, we can always expect those prices to come down a little bit once I guess some of the new wears off,
right,
on the brand itself. But I know there's it's a little scary for me because what's going to happen with all of these other new releases that they are going to be coming out with that they have the license for, Top Football? What is Top Football going to be? I mean, we're seeing basketball being at this level. What is football going to come out with? I mean, are they going to try to compete with Panini? You know, Panini, at least for the short time, unless they get bought out, they are still going to have their Prism. They're still going to have their Select. They're still going to have their main brand, but they're going to be unlicensed unless they get bought out. What is Topps' mindset on this? Are they going to try to come out with a little bit more price competitive product, or are they going to say, well, you're coming out at Prism at $1,500 a box, ours is licensed. We're going $2,000 a box. It's a little scary for me.
It's scary for me as well. And I really think if Topps was a smart company, they are. But what I would do is I would go after Panini and try to buy their brands. I would try to buy Donruss. I would try to buy Prism. I would try to buy Mosaic. The top brands that Panini has, I would try, not all of them, just to select big names and bring them over to the Topps. That might be something they're working on. I don't know. Say no, not at all. But
yeah, we don't know. And I hope for the same thing. I mean, if they're going to do it, I'd much rather them just go all in. Mm-hmm. Let's get this. Let's put out a quality product. Let's make it affordable. So that, you know, if somebody wants a hobby box for $150, they can get a hobby box for $150.
Right, right.
You know, when they're coming out with, take for instance, just a bare market product like Absolute, okay? I want to get a hobby box because I want that guaranteed auto in there. I'm going to have to pay $700-$800 for six packs.
Right, right. And, you know, F1 hobby box is about, when it first comes out, around that much. It's the popularity of the sports.
It is.
And that goes along with it. I think, you know, basketball is a little cheaper than football. Baseball is right there in the mix as well. So, I mean, it depends on the sport because F1, yeah, it's getting popular, but the cards aren't that popular. And it comes out a hobby box at $150. So I think it depends on the popularity of the sport, too.
Yep, I do. I do, too. And, of course, a big question I'm going to propose to you. Did you get in on any of the brand new Missouri sport betting?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, did too.
My wife thought the cards behind us took up a lot of time and a lot of money. Well, I got her into the gambling thing too. We've already both have accounts and we both placed some wagers on games already.
Oh.
And on the Monday night game, Tuesday night, here it is, Wednesday, Thursday, as we're going into the weekend. Got some money on some things. I'm up a little bit, not much, but I'm up a little.
Well, you know, what's amazing is some of my buddies who live across the state line or who live in Missouri that cross the state line just where they can bet, they've been doing this for the last 3-4 years, and they have been so excited, and I'm excited. I mean, they let me in on the inside info, mm-hmm. But there's so much free money out there for Missouri gamblers. If they want to take advantage of,
yep,
they
do it,
can.
Now. Yep.
One example is for DraftKings. If you bet up to $50 that there's going to be 1 point scored, mm-hmm. in the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night football game, it's 1-to-1 odds. It's +100, meaning that if you bet $50, you're going to win $50. Obviously, it's not going to end in a 0-0 tie.
Right.
So that's a pretty sure bet. Actually, my buddy sent me over some facts on that and said that the last NFL game to ever end in a 0-0 tie was in 1948.
Wow.
So you have luck on your side there. Yeah. But there's all of these betting companies are pushing, trying to get new clientele by offering, and they know House has the advantage.
Yeah.
They know that if they can just get a few people into the gambling, mm-hmm. into the art of gambling, that they, over the long term, even though they're giving them $200, $300, $400, $500, they're going to get that money back plus some. Now, if you're smart. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm taking their free money.
So you're saying you're smart?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay.
I'm one of the smartest out there, people. I'm a weather guy.
Here's a smart man strategy. Let's see. Let's hear it, Sub.
Smart man strategy. All I'm doing is I am betting, and once I get my winnings, then I'm pulling my money back out, and I'm playing on their money.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now, once I run out of their money, then I might not be such a smart weather guy after all. I don't know. But I'm going to pull my money out. But they're given opportunities to start off with anywhere between $200 to $500,
wow, yeah.
in their money that you can bet on for the season. And I don't make big bets, Clay. I make little bets.
$10 a time.
And I still get the same enjoyment if I'm betting a dollar to win $2. I get excited over that. And so I think it's going to be okay for me. But at the same time, I do know that there is a lot of pushback on this.
Yeah.
You know, we're already, a poor enough state, much less spending our last $10 on who's going to beat the Chiefs this week. So,
but it is interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. I'm excited. I know a lot of the guys I watch, Sunday, Monday night football games with, they're excited about it. And in moderation, I think this is going to be actually a really fun opportunity mm-hmm. for us to get together. And of course, they have little social clubs that you can get in, bring your friends in, you guys can share your bets with one another, and it's just kind of a cool thing to do, especially if you love sports. But if I start catching Clay betting on ping pong matches in Yugoslavia, I might have to have an intervention.
Right. 1-800 bets off.
1-800 bets off. So, hey, let's. We did not do this last week. There's been a lot of movement in cards out there. Let's take a look at who's hot and who is not for this week.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw this guy out there. I don't like it, because he's in the same division as my Kansas City Chiefs, but Bo Nix has got to be talked about out there on the market. He is one of the hottest QBs of the 2024 class, as well as
Drake May.
His cards.
Yeah, his cards are too, but also Drake May.
Oh, Drake May. Oh, yeah.
Both those guys are the top two guys right now, probably active quarterbacks.
Yes. Yep. And Drake May did not make it on the hot list this week, but I mean, the guy is still just absolutely, I think it's probably because he's been on it, I think, since week one.
Yeah.
We have to throw some new blood out there from time to time. But Bo Nix, the Broncos won 9 straight games and lead the AFC West division. And they're only 1 of 2 10-win teams out there in NFL right now. So definitely Bo Nix, big guy. Luka for the Lakers, absolutely been on fire. And I tell you, another guy, he's not on our hot list right now, but I tell you, a guy to watch from an investment standpoint,
okay.
And that's Reeves for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Austin
that
Reeves.
That guy yep. put up 51 points
crazy.
Earlier in the week.
Crazy.
Okay.
I'm going to be sitting here tonight going through some cards.
Yes. And we actually have some slabs, if you recall.
Yeah.
Back in the back. That I said, hey, let's just hold on to these before we put them out. I think this guy could turn into something.
He's on the hot list.
Oh, yeah. He's not on the official hot list, but he is definitely somebody to
keep
a, you betcha. Went along with Luka. He's definitely on the hot list. And Bijan Robinson, that guy, he ran 142 rushing yards, added 5 receptions for 51 more yards in week 13. He is just 5 yards away from a second straight 1,000-yard rushing season. So this guy has gone quiet.
Are you okay? He was on my fantasy team this week, and I played you.
Oh, well, of course, because I do recall I ended up winning
you
that
won.
Game,
you won,
too.
But man, yeah.
Now, keep in mind, we haven't talked about that beforehand, but I was watching that game awfully closely.
I'm sure.
Because I didn't. I knew if I lost, that's going to be, hey, tough. What happened last night? What happened? But those guys kind of round up our hot list this week. And again, Reeves, I'm going to throw him out as a great investment potential. You can pick him up cheap, dirt cheap.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
But think about that if you're looking for a good NBA investment. As far as who's cold this week, Trae Young, mm-hmm. that guy, he has been on the hot list, the cold list more times than any other NBA player that I know of.
He hits up these.
Just going nuts. 6'7". JJ McCarthy also on the cold list. That guy, I still have hopes for him.
Yeah.
And I believe he's going through the growing pains, kind of like Bo Nix did last mm-hmm. year. I really do, and I think JJ is gonna work himself out of it. Bo Nix, I know I've been talking a lot about him, and I despise the team that he plays for. However, himself personally and the offensive coach, the quarterback coach, had worked with him, and they actually mentioned it during last week's games, is how last year he would stay deep into the pocket, and he led the league in sacks. Mm-hmm. Okay. This year, he's like top three of not getting sacked. Now, their offensive line got beefed up, but what I noticed during the game was instead of dropping back, he's moving forward, okay, yep. like he's supposed
stepping
to.
Up. Yep.
Move, stepping up, and then he's finding his open guy, and just that extra second, second and a half, finds the open receiver.
Makes all the difference.
It really does. He does. So my hat goes off to Bo Nix. You guys know how I feel about the Broncos, but still, he is a stud quarterback, and he's really showing his – him and Drake May both are showing their poise in the pocket, and I think they're going to be a force to reckon with here for the next few years. Mm-hmm. Michael Harris the second on the baseball side for the Atlanta Braves. His card just never has gotten the respect that they need. He had fallen on the cold list for quite a while, not so much for his play, although he was a little bit down in 2024, but he's just one of those players, one of those cards where unless you're an Atlanta Braves fan, he just doesn't get much respect out there on the market for being, a 290 hitter with, 25 home runs with speed on the bases. He just doesn't get very much credit out there for the type of player that he is. And he lands on our cold list this week.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the actual NFL rankings of actually who's performing this year in the NFL, and especially at running back. I want to make it a point here to point this out to everybody because I get so much BS.
Bull butter.
Yeah.
Bull butter.
Bull butter because I'm a Dolphins fan, but number three in yardage on the running back list.
Oh, Tua, because he's always running away. Is that right?
No.
Is it Tua?
Oh. No. But close. The guy he ends it off to. Devon Achane is number three running back in yards this so far this year from Miami Dolphins. So Devon Achane, that's my boy. I love it. He's probably the best thing that the Dolphins have right now that's on the field.
And he that is a very, very quiet point. You don't hear much about that. But being number three in rushing, out of all of the quality running backs that we have out there, of course, Christian McCaffrey, you can put him. Christian McCaffrey, now, even though he's not on our hot list, we don't talk much about the 49ers. Let me tell you, if this guy stays healthy, which has been a problem Christian McCaffrey has had over the last few years, but he is on pace, and he has already broken so many scrimmage yards records that one and only Marshall Faulk has held for years, and he is breaking them every single game. The guy is just a beast, and again, he's had his I know, and you probably know from fantasy football, he's always number one or number two on the preseason rankings, and yet over the last 5 years, I say 3 out of 5 years within the first two games, he's out for several games. It is, you just hate to be in the position. You have to take them.
Yep.
You have to take them, but yet, you know he's going to end up getting hurt.
Yep.
But he has done a good job staying healthy thus far. And I tell you what, I think we're going to see a lot of record broken by the end of the season from the 49ers and their running back, Christian McCaffrey.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
So we had, and again, over Black Friday, we had a lot of customers come in, take advantage of our absolute calendars. All of our holiday tins, our holiday deals we had going on Black Friday on hobby boxes. Man, it was such an incredible day. We wanted to push a lot of those products out because there's so many new products coming up in December that we're going to touch on. There's so many more releases that are going to be coming out that we have on order that they're going to be trickling in here over the next 3-4 days, maybe 5 days. And I'm excited about it. We've got some new Preferred Hobby Phoenix coming in. We have got some of the Mosaic mega boxes. Sweet. And these are going to be the Costco exclusive boxes that we're going to have for a killer deal. Those things are awesome. We got so many more products that's going to be coming in. And we're going to go over some of the new releases that have come out here over the last week and over the next few days, starting with December 3rd. We had the hockey, that is the Upper Deck, the Cup Hockey came out on the 3rd. We also had Topps Allen Ginter Baseball. So now there's a, we're going to have a hobby box probably in, probably by next week. Now there's an interesting combination of sports cards right there. You have to call it sports cards because it's not only baseball, but you could also get the Queen of England.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You could also get a Bluebird card. It is, for those of you that's ever opened Allen Ginter in the past, these things are, they're kind of one of a kind. Some people love them, some people hate them. Mm-hmm. But they do have some cool chase cards, such as the Rip cards. Those of you who don't know what a Rip card is, you'll get, say, a card of Bobby Witt Jr., and it says Rip. You turn it around, and they're like a little zipper. Now, you can either keep it sealed, or you can rip it, and there'll be a mini card on the inside that could have a numbered card, a variation, an auto. It's pretty cool. But, of course, once you rip it, that Bobby Witt card is pretty done. Much trashed by that time.
But that's pretty cool, though.
It is neat. It is neat. So we also had 2025 Panini Prism Draft Picks Football. It came out on the 3rd. The 4th, we had Top Dynasty Champion League Soccer come out, and that would be the 24-25 edition.
Okay.
And then on the 5th, we had Bowman Best University Football 2025. That's typically a pretty hot product that comes out. And then we have on the 10th, we're going to have Top Chrome Update Series Baseball and 2025 Panini's Rookies and Stars Football. Have you seen any of that product?
I have not. I just now heard about it live on the camera. I just now heard about it.
I'm telling you, Clay, I was impartial to them in 2024.
Right.
I really liked.
We got some on the shelf.
We had some on the shelf. I liked the way they looked, and I love the insert. This year, the base cards are looking phenomenal this year. So I'm really, we have not put an order in for Rookies and Stars yet, but I'm sure it's probably in the pre-sale category. So we will likely be getting that here before Christmas.
Okay.
So everybody can come in and buy a pack, and it's an economical product. It's a low to mid-tier product, but man, some of the inserts and the base cards look phenomenal this year.
Awesome. So. Well, we're looking forward to that for sure. And don't forget, we got Pokemon in. Pokemon, we're stocked up on Pokemon. After Black Friday, still have a lot on the shelf. And you're more welcome to come by. We have 10% off Pokemon until Christmas. So through holiday, come in and take advantage of that. And Subby, we also have a giveaway that we are giving. A sleigh full of cards, blasters, packs.
Pokemon,
everything's in the sleigh, and one lucky winner is going to win it. How can they win it?
Well, I tell you what, we have a box set up down here right now that you can come in. If you make a purchase of $25, you're going to get an entry form to put your name, phone number, contact info, and drop it in the box. Not only that, for every additional $25 you spend on that purchase, you're going to get another chance. So if you come in and spend $55, you're going to get two tickets to fill out to put into the box. We're going to do the big reveal of the winner on December 23rd.
Yep.
This is going to be the day before Christmas Eve. And, man, what an incredible gift this would be to yourself.
Yeah.
Or if you want to hand it over to the hubby or hand it to one of the kids, that would be good as well. But it is absolutely loaded. We'll have some pictures of the prize package here, probably here in a few days.
Yes.
We're still getting things together for it.
Yes, all month long, though, you have a chance. Every $25 you spend, you get a chance to get entered into to win the big prize. Now, Subby, one thing I do want people to know, you come in and get gift certificates. You can buy a $100 gift certificate. That's four entries for yourself. Get a gift for somebody else. Get four entries for yourself into the contest as well. So gift certificates are available between now and Christmas. We'd like to see you come in and grab some of those. We'll work with you. Because if somebody you're buying for don't know what they like, But you know, they like sports cards. Get one of that. They can come in and pick out what they want.
We already had some people take advantage of that already. They weren't sure what their child or maybe their grandchild would want for Christmas. So how easy is it to get a gift certificate? Let them pick it out themselves. So, again, a huge thank you to everybody that showed up on Black Friday. Man, we had to open up 30 minutes early. We had people waiting at the door. They came in. It was pandemonium in here, kind of chaotic for the first hour we were in here. We do apologize if we didn't get around to actually thank you that day. It was kind of hectic in here. But, man, the whole weekend was just wonderful. We still have some 2025 absolute calendars. We just have a handful left. They are just a little bit more than what they were on Black Friday. That was a one-day deal, but you can still come down and get them at an incredible price.
You can't buy them online any cheaper than what we have here.
No.
We're about half of what they're selling for online.
Yes, and we still have a couple NBA calendars as well if you're an NBA fan. And then, of course, as we go through the whole week, we're going to have new product coming in. We still have, great selection, some of the cheapest prices anywhere around on supplies from top loaders. We have some G10 collectible slab cases. We have binders. We have top loader binders. We have everything you need at some of the best prices that you will find online or in any other sports shop. So make sure you guys come down. Come down this weekend. Check out some of our deals. Pokemon. Clay mentioned Pokemon. We are stocked up big time with some great prices, too. I've seen some of these prices online from YouTube videos to vendors selling them. And our prices are great prices, guys. And you're not going to be able to get it any cheaper being 10% off through Christmas.
Absolutely. And don't forget, I forgot what I was going to say. I had a whole idea what I was on roll about. But
that's the reason why he's not talking much today.
Because I can't even remember what I'm saying.
I think it's starting to affect him up here a little bit. But
just a little.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I know what it was.
Hey, now he knows.
Grading. We are rolling that out today. As we speak this, grading is now available. Come talk to us. I won't be able to talk back, but you can talk to me. I'll show you the form. And we do have some grading options for people that are interested in getting the cars graded. Sorry, I had a brain lapse. It's delayed.
Hey, it happens. It's the weather. Just blame the weather guy, right? Just blame the weather guy. Great point. We do have the grading forms down here. We are going to be going with SGC. And we're also going to be going with Degree, which is a 100% AI grading through Degree. We just got an order back in here a couple weeks ago. It looked phenomenal. We can come down. If you come down, we can tell you what the differences are between the two. We can tell you what you can expect. And then we give you a form. You fill out your information and give us a little bit of cash. And we take care of the rest. So definitely a lot of cool things happening for the rest of this month, guys. So come on down, Wax the Slabs, 105 East Franklin Street here in Clinton. We're going to be open from 3 to 7 Thursday, Friday night. We're open 11 to 6 on Saturday, 11 to 4 on Sunday. And I think I got all the times right, didn't I?
For once.
It only took me 12 weeks to get our times correct when I'm talking about it. So, but come on down, visit with us. We'd love to hear your stories, how you got started collecting. That's all part of one of the reasons why we opened up this shop, because it was so easy to come up with a slogan for Wax the Slabs, because our number one goal is to get people in collecting and to hear their stories, because every card has its own story, mm-hmm. and we want to hear your story. So come down this weekend and visit with us, at least with me. Clay ain't gonna be able to talk, but come down, visit with me, grab some packs, grab some of our deals we have going on with Pokemon, 10% off through Christmas. And I want a child to come in and pick something out for Christmas and have his parents come in, buy it for him, put it underneath the tree for Christmas morning, and have him come in on that following Thursday and showing us everything he got for Christmas. That'd be so cool. And that excitement, I'm telling you, man, these kids are they're loving it. They're coming down, they're buying the gumballs for a quarter. We had two winners of the gold gumball last week.
That was really cool.
That was awesome, and they were nearly back-to-back.
Yeah, pretty much.
They were back-to-back. They got a $35 blaster. They love coming down, playing the gumball machine. They love going through our cards. Man, that is what makes it all worthwhile. Absolutely. As being our side gig, one of our many, many jobs that both you and I hold here. So
yeah, I can't speak. The talking isn't very easy for me right now, but I can still hit that discount button. So come on down, come see me, let's work some deals, and let's get you some sports cards and some collectibles right here at Wax the Slabs, 105 East Franklin, where every card has a story.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.